patterns of our society are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
Well, life is funny. At least I think so. I mean, you have to laugh, because if you don't laugh, you'll cry. And crying sucks. So a few things happened today, and I don't know which one to start with. I guess I'll start with why I'm going to go into the rant I'm going to go into, because I think it's key to explain this part of, you know, the situation. I'm on Palynziq for phenylketonuria. It's an injection. You have to do it once a day. Right in the stomach. Lots of fun. Believe me, I love feeling like a human pincushion. It's fantastic. And come to find out that its primary ingredient, P450, interferes with the absorption of antidepressants. Now, anybody that listens to this program knows that I am on Zoloft. It was more for anxiety, but I've definitely been feeling the hit, as it's not had the effect that it's had in the past, which is, suffice it to say, difficult. And then there's the brain zaps. Just Google brain zap. And just, nobody wants a brain zap. It sucks. So, off the record, my doctor kind of nudge, nudge, wink, wink, says, hey, I'm going to research the hell out of this and see if there's anything that can be done. But in the meantime, you know, CBD oil. I thought, well, I'm open to that. You know, I'm open to, I mean, we have cannabinoid receptors throughout our body. There must be a reason God put them there. I mean, I'm sure he didn't just put them there for aesthetic purposes. So I said, okay. So I spent $40 on e-liquid that has CBD oil and another $14 on a flavor, because if you vape it straight, it makes you loopy, and if you it also tastes like crap even if they put flavoring. So I mixed the two. Anyway, long story short, I took it home, I started vaping, and I am mellow. I'm like, really, I haven't been this mellow in a long time. It feels great. You know, some people, placebo effect. Oh, shut up. You don't even know what that means. Well, much to my chagrin, Twitter lights up, and I check my phone. It says, Donald Trump is going to ban e-cig flavoring because children. Can we stop with the... I'm against abortion, okay? 110% against it. But can we stop with the people that are on the other side of the situation that, like, prop their kids up on a pedestal, idolize them, make them wear helmets for everything, for bike riding to taking a bath? Ugh. Kids are going to do what kids are going to do. And can we just stop also with the teenagers being kids? They make it sound like, you know, a five-year-old is vaping, and that's not what's happening. Now, the reasoning is because over 100 cases of people falling ill because of an ingredient that nobody can seem to identify. They've identified it. They know what it is. And so, and one death, or have there been six now? I don't know. Deaths. Now, here's the part of the news story you're not hearing. The part of the news story that nobody on the mainstream channels are talking about is the fact that a lot of black market cartridges, particularly ones that fit the Juul, have popped up on the market with THC in them. And one of the primary ingredients in these black market cartridges is vitamin E. Now, vitamin E taken as a supplement is harmless. It's necessary for your body. But when you're vaping it into the lungs, it can cause pneumonia, and eventual lung collapse. Now, this is the part the news isn't talking about, and Donald Trump is a businessman. That doesn't mean he's smart, and it doesn't mean that he's not prone to knee-jerk reactions to stuff and things, for lack of a better word. So we're going to ban e-liquid flavoring. Well, first of all, no, you're not. There's going to be lawsuit after lawsuit. And, you know, the FDA could stop resisting this and regulate it a little bit, but they don't want to do that because I don't know why. I mean, there's two sides of the story, and it seems to be split 50-50, particularly on Reddit, in the vaping subreddit. 50% of the people think it's because Big Tobacco hates vaping, even though they own a 30% holding in Juul. You'll probably see that Juul e-cigs are completely immune to all of this. And so Big Tobacco doesn't like vaping because, you know, they're losing money from killing people with cigarettes. The other 50% seem to think it's the truth crowd, the people that are anti-tobacco, period, end of discussion. I don't know why these people aren't anti-sugar or anti-caffeine. Sugar, the most addictive non-narcotic on the planet. Caffeine, probably second place, very hard to quit. Agonizing headaches if you try. And it's also an unregulated stimulant, but we won't go into any of that. Let's focus on nicotine, which can be found in tomatoes, eggplants, and other members of the belladonna family. Oh, this just in, we are now going to ban tomatoes and eggplants. This country is ban happy. When it doesn't like something, it bans it. It doesn't matter what it is. We have to ban it. It's bad. And the FDA is, they don't give a damn about kids. All right, nobody in government gives a damn about anybody but themselves, and anybody that tells himself otherwise is completely delusional. All right, it's the primary reason why Tolkien was a anarchist sympathizer is because people can't, you can't have people ruling people. It doesn't work. People are scumbags. When they get it to a certain level of power and influence, they start abusing it every time. And then you've got the Food and Drug Administration. Why are these not separate entities? Why is the same organization that oversees preservatives in foods also overseeing prescription medications, many of which are used to treat dementia, which conveniently could be being caused, and at least partially, by preservatives in foods? This is what you call a classic conflict of interest. Nobody talks about it. And it pisses me off because the FDA is getting kickbacks from tobacco companies and lobbyists, along with people that treat things conveniently like cancer. But nobody talks about this. Just kids are vaping and it's bad. And people are getting sick because they're not buying stuff that is passing through a filter that says, this is safe, there's nothing in here that can hurt you. They're just going and buying it from Speedball in the street corner because they want their THC. Remember, synthetic marijuana was once a thing. And here's what's going to happen if they do ban it. They're only banning flavoring. So, people are going to buy flavors that are separate and base propylene glycol solution, and they're going to start mixing their own flavors. Okay? It's the whole thing is friggin' pointless. It just makes people's lives difficult. And, by the way, Trump is a horse's ass. I mean, yeah, the problem with him is he runs his mouth, he shoots his mouth off, and then he backs it off. The thing is that this is knee-jerk politics, and it's pandering to a demographic, I'm not sure which one, the anti-vaping crowd, I guess. But the thing is there's more people that are for vaping, and so now, and at least half of them are inevitably Trump supporters until today. Now they're not. They're not going to vote for Trump. This is a huge blow to them. Which brings me back to what I led this whole segment off with, which is I am on a CBD vape. It tastes like crap if it's not flavored. The problem now is that, well, you know, we've got 6 deaths compared to the millions and millions cigarettes have killed. But those are still on the market. I could go buy a pack of Lucky... Well, I can't buy Lucky Strike. I guess I'd have to special order those. They're not available as widely anymore. But I could get a pack of Camels, pack of Pall Mall Unfiltereds. But I can't have Lemon Twist. How friggin' ridiculous is this narrative? How stupid is our government? This all has to do with power grabs and influence from Big Tobacco, who's been killing people for 100 years... and nobody does a damn thing. Well, we'll just raise the cigarette tax again. You know that's not going to do anything, and don't try to quote statistics and analytic data, anything else, because you know the end result is people will just pay for it. And the tax is going in your back pocket. That's the kickback. Of course they're not going to ban cigarettes. It's too much money to be made. But they're not making a tax other than sales tax on e-liquid, and that's the real issue. They haven't regulated the hell out of e-liquid like they have with cigarettes. So now, well, they've been fighting this for 10 years. For 10 years, they've been, well, you know, hold on. At first they thought it wouldn't take off. Like, no, who's going to vape off of an electronic device? Well, when people realized that they could actually smell food again and breathe deeply without hacking up a lung, yeah, they went to vaping. Not to mention, the Royal College of Physicians from the United Kingdom has determined, by the way, prestigious organization, has determined that vaping is 95% safer than cigarette smoking. In addition, all of Europe is pro-vaping, yet the United States wants to kill the entire market and just go back to cigarettes. You tell me that there's not some form of population control growing in this country. I'm not buying it, okay? People that are super rich, super powerful, super political think it's too crowded, and they want us to die. I mean, think about the increase in dementia cases alone over the last 100 years. What is it? Well, we need to kill the old people off faster. Sorry for sounding like such a pessimist, but that's what I see happening. I see the rich and powerful feel crowded. And so the rest of us are useless. Let's get rid of us. And just wait till they replace all of the bottom feeder jobs with AI and robotic technology. Well, the people that are useless in the workforce, what are we going to do with them? Well, we can put them in work camps, we can incarcerate them, but it'll be called something different. Yeah. I don't trust the government one iota. I don't care who's in office, Republican, Democrat. It's a two-headed coin. One side's D, one side's R. Ultimately, they both pull the same crap. Guns or no. And if you're still supporting the system, if you're excited in any way about the 2020 election, hang your head in shame, because you, my friend, are part of the problem.
The young may develop the marauding habits of the underworld. Today, Americans of every age are in need of an essential part of community life.
The Vince Wild Show.